This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. The Salinas City Council has made a decision regarding their controversial repeal of four renter protection laws. KAZU's Elena Neal-Sachs reports.
Salinas voters will decide in November 2026 to either keep a series of rent stabilization and tenant protection laws or get rid of them. That's the decision council members came to in a 4-3 vote this week. It follows months of tension between renters and property owners and council members. Five of them voted in June to repeal the renter protection laws, less than 6 months after they had taken effect. Councilmember Andrew Sandoval introduced the motion to put the question to voters.
This also gives an opportunity for a year of data collection. And then, you know, next October, we could present this to the community and say, this is what works, this is what doesn't work.
That's because the four rent ordinances will remain in place until next year's election. Mayor Dennis Donahue and Councilmember Jose Luis Barajas, who co-led the repeal effort, voted in the minority this week, along with Tony Barrera. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.
A local doctor is urging people to get vaccinated ahead of the respiratory virus season. Montage Health infectious disease doctor Martha Blum says flu, COVID-19, and RSV are expected to reach peak transmission in late October.
As soon as people head indoors and have large family gatherings, particularly around the holidays in November and December, we are very much anticipating that these will again cause disruption to our family routine.
She says now is the time to start using layers of protection like masks and frequent hand washing. This is KAZU News.